Welcome to episode 13 of the NADPOD Pomo Challenge. Today, I'm reflecting on the word portal. Today's artwork depicts an intricate portal blending natural rock formations with elaborate architectural elements to create a gateway to a mystical temple. The grandest portal is the path to personal growth, unveiling awareness on the climb to enlightenment. The word portal comes from the Latin portalis, meaning gate or gateway. It appeared in English around the late 14th century about grand or ceremonial doors or entranceways. Gothic and Romanesque architecture portals would be elaborately decorated as they were seen as thresholds between the earthly and spiritual realms. Some ancient civilizations believe specific locations were portals to the gods. They would conduct rituals in those spaces to communicate with the divine. Some pilgrimage sites today continue the ancient belief that specific locations are portals to the divine. Mount Sinai in Egypt is where Moses received the Ten Commandments, and heaven is believed to have touched the earth. In Celtic spirituality, Glastonbury, England, was considered the gateway to the other world. It's also associated with the legends of King Arthur, just two examples of many. Unsurprisingly, personal growth can be viewed as a grand portal, a pathway leading through various stages of spiritual awakening and awareness. It's not a quantifiable journey, but the path does lead away from the living in the brain and the ego toward a deeper understanding and relationship with the divine, a more heart-centered life. We're taught at an early age to spend more time in our heads than the heart. The unspoken message taught is see it, touch it, feel it is good. Everything else is suspect. That's why I was well into my adult years before I started paying attention to and honoring my intuition, my gut feelings. Doing so almost had a rebellious feel. Think about that for a moment. Our intuition is a natural part of our psyche. It's healthy to experience intuitive feelings. They are an early warning system. Yet, many of us were taught to ignore those feelings and only react to definable warnings. Is it any surprise, then, how many have been victimized by human predators? Far too many. As I learned to honor my intuitive feelings, I've discovered they are much stronger than I had ever noticed. I pick up energy signals from people, which often informs my awareness of them. The downside is sometimes the energy can get a bit overwhelming. There's a learning curve to manage the input. As I embraced this aspect of myself, I started to move out of my headspace and let my heart have more space to guide me. Both aspects have their place in guiding us through life. Being discouraged from giving the intuition space forces a person to live out of balance. No one should have to live out of balance. How is your balance today? Thank you for listening to today's reflection on the word portal. I enjoy exploring each daily word and sharing my thoughts with you. Visit nicholsonlovingit.com if you'd like to subscribe to my weekly newsletter or the Prompt a Day email list, which includes daily words. I'm Shadows Pub, wishing you a great day. And oh, bye, Wilma.